Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
NAS Whiting Field up to the podium. They have just been named as the best base in the whole United States. So thank you all.
That's James Calkins, Commissioner James Calkins, chairing the meeting on Monday. He's the vice chair, but Sam Park was out of town and celebrating the win by Whiting Field for being the best base in the United States, in the entire Navy.
Congratulations. And you're more than welcome to take it from here.
Thank you, sir, but that's all I had to say, so I'll see you guys later.
That's Captain Paul Flores, call sign Party Boy, who is at some point in the near future going to be on his way out, but yeah.
What you just said and what the Assistant Secretary of Defense stated in the installation last week, we had a VTC, where he said, to earn selection as the best base in the Navy is a testament to the tremendous efforts and best practices NAS Whiting Field. However, it could not be achieved without the exemplified effort and partnership of local communities and leaders. That's from the Assistant Secretary of Defense.
And that's absolutely true. It is the entire community that makes this work.
As you know well, NAS Whiting Field has received distinction as the Commander, Navy Installations Command, CNIC, Naval Installations of the Year, 5 out of the last 9 years. The award captures 13 different categories of excellence and is directly tied to leadership, contributions, relationships, and collaboratives that have been shaped over several vectors of current and past leadership.
Including land acquisition buffering, the recent agreement to seek deals through the city or the county that the military has procurement problems getting as quickly or as inexpensively as the city or the county can provide.
This award is the DOD's highest recognition with respect to installation excellence. NAS Whiting Field was selected as Department of Defense winner of the prestigious Commander-in-Chief's Award for Installation Excellence. Again, this achievement and recognition would not be attainable without the support, leadership, and collaborative spirit of our community and its leadership. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Always love to celebrate our successes and things we do well. And when NAS Whiting Field is getting awards, we will celebrate just like when NAS Pensacola or Corey Station, the Navy Hospital Pensacola, or even Softly Field, which has a active component. I always forget about that, that Softly has got, you know, it's got the prison, and then it's also got, you know, they do military stuff out there as well. 437-1620. What else do we have going on? Oh, there was a very, very cool story in the PNJ, and I'm not going to probably be able to give these folks as much credit as I would like to give, but the story was about a couple of local entrepreneurs, black entrepreneurs, who run a place called Snowballs, and they make these snowball snacks, I guess. I have not been there. I'm not familiar with it, but, you know... but it looks fantastic, but it, you know, sounds wonderful. That's not why they were in the news. They were in the news because... They are putting out this book teaching kids the importance of standing up in class and raising their hand and asking questions and learning to read. And they're graduates of West Florida High School to promote literacy and self-worth among children and particularly to reach black children. I love it. It's a small enough thing, but every little bit helps. And Troy Moon always manages to find the weird, cool, odd story that nobody else is talking about. And I love this for them. 8:13 on News Radio Pensacola. I think we got Lisa Newell on the line. Lisa, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, good morning.
Great. Sorry, we had a little trouble getting connected with you this morning. So Lisa's the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday. What's in the paper today, Lisa?
Well, of course, you know, it's like Christmas around here because it is the Blue Angels week and everyone is so excited to hear those big old jets flying over their homes and see them on the beach. In fact, today they're going to be having a show at 1 o'clock and I plan to be right there front and center.
I think it's at 2. It's at 2 today is when the Blue Angels fly.
Is it 2? Is it 2? Okay. Well, I will be there no matter what. I'll probably be there at probably 10:30, but
yeah.
I will be
there. That's the way to do it.
The traffic is always crazy.
You used to be able to cruise in at 1:30 for the 2 o'clock Blue Angel show on Thursday because nobody really paid attention. Now, oh, man, I tried that a couple years ago. No longer. What else is in the paper today, Lisa?
No. Well, we do have more information about the Navarre Incorporation. That is really heating up right now. People who are on both sides of this are very passionate. Some people say they really deserve home rule in Navarre. They don't want to have to depend on the county for everything. Mm-hmm. And the other people say, well, we don't want to add in another layer of government. We don't want to add taxes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, both of them have a great point. So we're going to see how it turns out. They are really considering putting it on the ballot this fall in November. And so, we have an article about that with Dr. Rudman, who is the District 3 House Representative. And so that's in there. We also have a story about an
I think what would happen is we'd get the straw poll this fall, possibly, and then the real vote would be, you know, maybe a year from now or something like that. Hey, but I know you got that in the story, just for people who might be listening to wonder. Hang on for just a second, Lisa. We're talking to Lisa Newell, Gulf Breeze News publisher. Let's get Austin here with Traffic on the Fives.
All righty. Thank you very much, Andrew. Let's see what we got here. So we do have some backups on Garden Street developing. If you are traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Not really causing much issues at this time, but nonetheless something to look out for. Also have some backups. If you are traveling, this is going to be westbound on Olive Road towards Palafox Street as well. Hopefully that will not hold you up for too long either, though. I'm Austin Price with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks, Austin. Back to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. What else is in the paper today, Lisa?
You are right. It is a non-binding referendum that they are discussing putting on the ballot. So that is something they are considering. The other story I was starting to talk about was this Eagle Scout whose project was to raise awareness about testicular cancer, which is so timely and it's so helpful because that is about the age, about 18 to 30 years old is when most people are diagnosed with it. And so it's wonderful that he is out there spreading awareness of it because we certainly want people to take it seriously and not dismiss it because, of course, early detection is the only way to save their lives.
Right. Absolutely. And good for, I mean, there's all kinds of, people don't, I think sometimes, some people are very well aware and other people are kind of like, oh, the Scouts are still doing that. Yeah. I mean, Eagle Scout projects are really, I mean, all the things that they do and come up with and, you know, all the little things that we do to serve the community, Eagle Scouts are a great example of that. What else, anything else in the paper? I mean, I know there's always tons of stuff in it, but anything else for today?
Tons of stuff in the paper. We do have a fun story, too, about the Midway Fire Department donating some of their used fire hoses to the zoo, which they take them and they use them as enrichment for the animals, and they even use them to kind of braid little hammocks and things like that for them to swing on or relax on. And I just never knew that fire hoses could be donated. I never even really thought about it before.
Yeah, that is right. Because, I mean, surely they wear out, you know, either through use or just through age. And it makes, I mean, there's all kinds of fun things that you can give the animals to play with, including your old Christmas trees. I every year I'm always reminded about that. Lisa Newell is the publisher.
Another thing.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say one other thing that would be important to know is that the My Safe Florida Home program is reopened. And so we have information on there about when you can apply and how you can get money to help harden your home, which is important right now because it is hurricane season and they are expecting it to be a very active one. So if you want to look in the Gulf Breeze News, you have more information about how to apply and when to apply as well.
Good. And that's the roof replacement program, right? To get help with your roof replacement. Is that right?
They do help you with your trusses and they help you to harden your home so that you've got different brackets that will, you know, keep your home, your roof,
right,
you know, intact, and lots of other things too, I believe. So it's sort of like the old rebuild program, but it's now called My Safe Florida Home, and it does have funding. And of course, like everything else, the funding will eventually run out. So the better, the faster that you try to get in on that program, the better.
Boy, I'll tell you, with all of the challenges with home insurance these days, let alone the price, but getting eligibility or getting dropped and their new requirements for roofs, I'm glad that program is available because people are, you know, especially like you say, during hurricane season for hardening in general, but especially for insurance purposes too. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, chock full of good stories and information, comes out every Thursday, and she gives us a preview on the show. Lisa, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
And I hope to see you at the Blue Angel.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. 8:19 here on News Radio Pensacola. Speaking of that, as she said, today at 2 o'clock, we have the Blue Angels fly. No civilian acts today, but tomorrow civilian acts Some of them start pretty early, but the official show starts at about noon. And, you know, it's a full dress rehearsal. Okay. And then the Blues fly at 2:00. And we will be carrying the narration for the Blues on News Radio or on the app. So download that, News Radio Pensacola, if you haven't already got. By the way, the app is great. It's so easy to use. You can listen to the show. You can, and I tell people this because it makes them feel good, is you can pause me, you know, and then hit unpause and it'll buffer for you. It'll save it up for you. So, you know, if you got to, I don't know, go through the drive through, you're listening to me in the morning and you would just want to pause it for a minute and then come back to it, you know, no worries. Or Austin in the afternoon, Pensacola right now, when he and Joe are doing the news, you can pause them and come back. Or yeah, all the podcasts.
You know, can shut us up whenever you
want. You absolutely
want.
Yeah. Can shut us up for a second. No worries. And not even miss content. You know, that's the cool part.
Absolutely.
And the podcasts are all available. Anyway, the News Radio, and listen live, of course. But the News Radio app is great. Saturday, I'll be doing the interview I always do. Greg McWhorter, former boss of the Blue Angels, and I talk about Blue Angels-related things for a couple of hours starting at noon. And then at 2:00, again, we carry the Blues narration. So if you're in a boat or down the beach or at a bar or something, a lot of the bars on the beach put us on during the Blue Angel show for exactly that reason. So anyway, that's all available. And, of course, traffic all day. Quick notice, just get there early, which by now you know, I hope. 8:20 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about selling your home or buying a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're just so good at this. And really, a couple of years ago, you may remember, the market was super hot. And you could basically say, I've got a home for, and you'd already have 3 offers. You know, it was kind of that way. And what I said at that time was, even in this environment, it was great to have a professional realtor with a process to get you the best offer, to maximize the best offer. Or on the buying side, same thing, to know in a competitive bidding environment what to offer and how to win those competitive bidding situations. Okay, the market is cooler these days, right? It is definitely cooled off and it's different now. But it was beneficial to have a realtor then. It is essential to have a realtor now. Like, a realtor will help you make sure you get that best price for selling your home or the best price for buying it, and knows all the deals, all the angles, and can figure all that stuff out for you so you don't have to be the expert because they're the expert. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Thank you, Andrew. This is your History of the Blue Angels, brought to you by the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation.
Being chosen to fly with the Blue Angels is a great honor and a career-topping assignment, but it is not without risk. Since 1946, 263 fighter pilots have flown with the Blues, and 19 of them were killed while flying with the team. The fatality rate of 7.2% far exceeds that of the Navy's overall fleet. On October 28, 1999, Lieutenant Commander Kieran O'Connor was flying the two-seat No. 7 jet during circle and arrival maneuvers in Valdosta, Georgia. In the back seat was Lieutenant Kevin Colling, who had just been selected to join the team for the following season. The plane went down, and both pilots perished. In April 2007, the Blue Angels were performing at the Marine Corps Air Station in Beaufort, South Carolina, when Lieutenant Commander Kevin Davis in the No. 6 jet reported by radio that he was out of position for a rendezvous with the other 5 jets. He pulled a 6.8G turn in an effort to catch up with his teammates. But Davis had insufficient airspeed and altitude to maintain flight control and was killed in the crash. Because it was so early in the season, former Blue Angel Lieutenant Commander Craig Olson, who had previously flown both No. 5 and No. 6 solo positions, was brought back to the Blues for the remainder of the 2007 season. 9 years would pass without a fatality, but on June 2, 2016, Marine Corps Captain Jeff Koos was practicing the Split S maneuver for the Great Tennessee Air Show in Smyrna when his jet hit the earth. Although he ejected, he did not survive. The Blue Angels were grounded when a budget battle in Washington resulted in significant cuts to the Defense Department. On March 1, 2013, the Navy announced the cancellation of the Blue Angels season after just 2 air shows. The team resumed flying in 2014. The Blue Angels 2015 season saw their first female aviator on the team when Marine Corps Captain Katie Higgins, a 2008 graduate of the Naval Academy, began flying in the flight deck of Fat Albert, the Lockheed Martin C-130 Hercules. April 2017 was a busy month at Sherman Field onboard NAS Pensacola as the Blue Angels hosted 2 flight demonstration teams. Early in the month, the Blues were joined for a few days by the French Air Force's flight demonstration team, the 8-plane Patrouille Acrobatique de France. That occurred just days after they and the Blues performed at the Sun and Fun International Fly-In at Lakeland, Florida. 2 weeks later, the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds visited for 3 days of joint training exercises that concluded with the two teams performing a combined flyover along Pensacola Beach. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
The Blue Angels flight demonstration is a spectacular sight. Come along as we attend an air show in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Why do you love your favorite pair of jeans? What keeps you connected to your oldest friends? How do you know that the solution you seek is right for you? The answer is simple. It's the fit. And at Pinair Credit Union, we believe your finances should fit you perfectly. It's the right checking account for how you spend your time and money. It's the right loan for where you are and where you're headed next. It's local banking that's as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. Join us at Pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Pinair Credit Union is insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, and next week, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay will be broadcasting live. Be sure to tune in 5 to 9.
I feel I should be rewarded for going this long without swearing on live TV.
Good morning, 827 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, and I lost my pencil. we got off. Come on, it's in the song. I lost my pencil. Give me something to write on, man. Austin has got our traffic. Austin, do you even know what I'm doing when I'm saying that?
Yeah, we're talking about losing the pencil?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know because I grabbed this pen, and I grabbed this pen. I was about to hand it to him. I thought he needed something to write with. I was. I wish I could say I was joking, but you said traffic on the phone.
Austin, who clocks into the cool 22, is that right?
I turn 23 next week.
Oh, forgive me.
Yeah, so good for me.
All right, baby cakes. What's the traffic looking like?
Well, luckily, it's not looking that bad. We do have some minor backups here and there, a couple busy intersections, especially as you get closer to downtown. But as far as how the traffic is looking just overall, there's not too much congestion going on that's too severe. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. And your missed 80s cultural references, which is perfectly acceptable since that was, what, 20 years before you were born?
Yeah, just about. Yeah,
uh-huh. All right. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Don't feel bad, Austin. I'm 40, and I didn't get it either.
Yeah, it's an old people thing.
I guess so.
Wow!
Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico continues today. Baldwin, of course, rehearsing with a prop gun on the set of Rust when it went off and killed Helena Hutchins back a couple of years ago. More than a million people in Houston still without power today after Beryl hit Texas on Monday. That lack of power has led to a lot of frustration. People there dealing with very hot temperatures this week. And Andrew, a woman's facing charges after disrupting a flight out of Miami this week. Some video showed up on TMZ.com showing the pandemonium on the flight. The woman is seen yelling at flight attendants and passengers, then ends up actually biting the flight attendant on the shoulder. Eventually, the crew got the woman restrained. She was still yelling, accusing them of trying to kill her. The plane had to make an emergency landing in Orlando. She was taken into custody by police there. Nobody was seriously injured, but the passengers on the plane paid the price with a 3.5-hour delay.
Man, no biting the flight attendants is the next sign that we're going to have, right?
Right. You should not you just bite the flight
You got to make sure everybody knows the rules. I mean, who can be expected to know it all?
Oh, there's so many rules.
There's so many restrictions.
You can't go take to the airport, more than 3.5 ounces of
shampoo. You can't wear your shoes. You can't wear your belt. You can't bite the flight attendant. No. I mean, how's a person supposed to live under this repression?
I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Maybe James Calkins can get us a little bit more liberty for Santa Rosa County, you know, where we can maybe bite the flight attendant and live like it's America again. I think that's the one slice of liberty that we have been living without all this time. Probably the reason that we're not, you know, so great anymore.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden toasting European leaders.
NATO.
With the world hanging on every word of a full-fledged Biden news conference this evening for signs of cognitive issues, a trio of Biden campaign officials trying to quell Senate Democrats' disarray after the first senator, Peter Welch, called on the president to step aside as the nominee, but not Senator John Fetterman, telling Fox.
Joe Biden didn't have a great debate, but to me, I think that he's going to be our best. I already beat Trump, and I think this is our best opportunity to defeat Trump again.
But even possible Biden replacement Governor Gretchen Whitmer says a cognitive test isn't a bad idea. Inflation dropped unexpectedly 0.1%, second month in a row. CPI shows inflation is 3%. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola, 75 degrees right now. It is beautiful blue, clear skies in Pensacola today. In the city of Milton, more questions being asked now about certain city council members and their ability or inability to protect and provide public records. This from a meeting on Tuesday night. City Attorney Alex Andrade said two council members, Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow, hadn't been truthful with him.
Sincerely trying to convey to this entire council that the culture of noncompliance, the culture of bad faith, the inability to be honest and transparent is going to harm the city.
And following his report, Councilman Jeff Snow made a motion to request an investigation by the state attorney's office, but they stopped short of a vote there. Instead, they are expected to schedule a workshop to discuss that issue a little bit further. City Manager Ed Spears also recommended they schedule a Sunshine Law and Public Records training session for the entire council. A recent cyber attack against the Florida Department of Health has now resulted in families having a difficult time getting death certificates. Right now, funeral home operators have to fill out a stack of paperwork for every certificate they process. Many families say they can't get answers for death certificates even after multiple phone calls, and you can't bury or cremate a family member without a certificate. The State Morticians Association says they're hoping this malfunction is short term, but until it is, this is the way the whole state will have to be conducting business. Pensacola man sentenced to just under a year behind bars. This is for the fatal accident 2 years ago involving an inner tube at Community Maritime Park. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Joseph Squirewell was sentenced to 364 days in the Escambia County Jail, along with 14 years of probation and a suspended driver's license for 5 years. Back on April 30th of 2022, 18-year-old Christian Garner was killed when Squirewell was pulling him with his pickup truck in an inner tube in the Community Maritime Park parking lot. Garner fell out of the tube and hit the pavement and died. Squirewell pled no contest to vehicular homicide earlier this year. President Trump will soon be announcing his pick for running mate in the 2024 election. The former president told Fox News' Brian Kilmeade show that he'll be unveiling his pick sometime in the next week.
I'd love to do it during the convention. You know, in the old days, they did it during the convention, and it kept the convention very exciting, actually. So we'll see about that. But pretty soon we'll be announcing.
And top potential picks include North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. And it looks like Marco Rubio may be in the final two for that. The Daily Beast reporting that Trump's donors favor Rubio and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum over Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. It is 8:35 right now. News Radio Pensacola. Austin's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, David. This traffic on the fives is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. You can visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Again, that's allstate.com. Now, after all that buildup, there's not much to report on the roads. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Stumpfield Road, we did have some minor congestion still lingering around there, but it has seemingly died down. So outside of that, it's just some minor traffic here and there, maybe on Pensacola Boulevard, but also here and there downtown, maybe a little bit on North Davis Highway just starting to develop. But outside of that, there's not too much going on. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Austin. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful and sunny day today with temperatures warming up quickly, high near 92 degrees, 30% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon, otherwise sunny skies overnight dropping near 77. For Friday, 30% chance of rain again in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 75 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, and also 74 in Milton. Your money now today. The markets are mixed. Not a huge change. The Dow is down 47 points at 36,674. S&P up a fraction of a point at 56,34. The NASDAQ up about 10 points at 18,657. This morning. And our 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 4.18%. Gold price is up $37.60 at $24.17.30. Silver price is up 85 cents this morning at $31.86. And as far as crypto goes, Bitcoin up just under 1,500. It's at 58,881.61. Ethereum, XRP, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, all up in varying degrees as well. Well, those ammo vending machines that were installed in Alabama recently are now starting to pop up all across the country. Texas-based American Rounds has installed at least one in their home state of Texas. They've also installed several of the machines now in Alabama, as we reported a few weeks ago, and in Oklahoma. And they're looking at potentially installing a few more in Colorado and in Florida. No word exactly where, but you never know. Might pop up. You have to be at least 21 and show a photo ID, and then AI checks for a facial match in order to shop at those ammo vending machines. President Biden wants AFL-CIO leaders to know that he's the right leader for the future of the economy. He was slamming his opposition while visiting the D.C. headquarters of the largest Federation of Trade Unions yesterday.
Take a look at what all the major economists, including the Wall Street economists, are saying. And what did they say? They say his proposals are going to bankrupt the country. His proposals are going to cause a recession. His proposals are going to cause us a big, higher interest rate.
And that organization did endorse President Biden for re-election last month. Well, coming up today, the Consumer Price Index set for release. The CPI, considered one of the most popular measures of inflation. And that came in just a bit lower for June than most analysts had expected. Today's numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show it declined 0.1% over the previous month and increased just 3% year over year. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
Dale's Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dale's Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dale's Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC. Paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, the question of the day. Question of the day is, what is the best debut album from a band? And I have pre-selected about 20 or 25 songs that I think will be the most common answers to this question. It can be favorite, if you prefer to say favorite. What's your favorite debut album? 437-1620, 437-1620. Now I'm going to Austin, and I'm going to say this. I broke my one rule about the frivolous topic. My one rule, John can verify, the rule is what?
You don't
I don't tell it. In advance. I surprise you just like the audience. That's right. Mm. I thought Austin might struggle with this one because, you know, under 30, they don't know albums a lot of times is the allegation. And sure enough, for a good 5 minutes, he's been sitting over there racking his brain trying to think of the name of an album, which I thought would have been hilarious to have him suffer with on the air. But no, he has thought of it now.
Right. Yes. Leave a Whisper by Shinedown.
Never heard of it. Perfect. 437-1620. I've heard of Shinedown. That's all I got for you. But yeah. I'm at least glad you came up with it. I mean, you're an album guy. It was funny because he's like, I can see the cover art. I even know what year it was, but I can't think of the name of the. And I was dying because it was perfect. excruciating pain for you. Meanwhile, John, 437-1620, what's your either best debut album is kind of the main question, or perhaps favorite, but best debut album?
Journey.
Okay.
Evolution.
All right, I didn't pull them, but surely that would qualify. Right. You know, so many good songs. 437-1620, 437-1620. All right, here's one somebody texts in. This is, in fact, one of the ones that I did guess. Absolutely, Pearl Jam 10. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. I've heard of that album. I didn't know it was their debut.
You can turn off your microphone.
Oh, okay.
Austin, if you... You don't have, I'm joking, but yeah, I've heard of them. 437
No, I know
that. That's fair, though. That's fair. You know, one of the things, typically talk radio stations, the demographic is 55 and up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, historically. Our demographic is 5 and up. Like all, because, you know.
Like Legos, yeah.
But I am a Gen X kid. I'm 1971. And so, you know, I know a lot of the stuff that I do appeals to people of a certain age. And so we try to be all inclusive, except when people say things like, I've heard of Pearl Jam. 437-1620. Oh, Michael Jackson beat it. That is, no. I did not pull that one either.
Well, true.
But
that's
talk
the
about
thing.
A great
that's
album.
Not a debut album, though, right?
Was Beat It his debut?
Wasn't his debut Off the Wall, 1979?
All right. I'm looking, because I didn't, you know,
boy,
if it had been.
Yeah, I got to fight an uphill battle now.
Gotta be there is what Wikipedia says. So, which would be back. And, of course, Jackson 5 and all of that. So, interesting. There's an argument about this, apparently.
Okay.
And that did not make any of the top like huge lists, which if it had, I'm sure it would have been. Close to You by the Carpenters, somebody says. I didn't pull that one, but I do have this one. Mm-hmm. And of course, a lot of these albums are self-titled. You know, first album is just, we're so creative with our music, we didn't have time to come up with a good name. So we just named our band the name of the album.
That's
or
my
vice versa.
That's my favorite Boston song.
That is fantastic songs on that album. Somebody says Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell. Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Somebody else said Boston, which is I think going to be a common enough answer. I don't remember if I put Boston in my top like 10 to 15. Like these are the answer to this question kind of albums.
Right.
But this one has to go in that category. Because, you know, when you're talking about not just, like, great albums, great first albums, which isn't always necessarily the best album by the band, but a lot of times it is because they've been working on that album for 5 or 10 years, and then all of a sudden it comes out, and then album number 2 is the one that sucks, like Van Halen 2, for example. I mean, it's still Van Halen, but it is not as good as the other albums. Anyway, but Jimi Hendrix is, you know, sometimes albums come out that, like, change music.
Right.
And that's one of those that, you know, it comes out and it totally changes music. Let's see. Somebody here says, they said that one, 311 Grassroots. Okay. I don't have that one pulled. Oh, I can't believe I didn't pull Nothing Shocking. No, you're right. Jane's Addiction was a great debut. See, this is the problem with trying to produce these segments. I think to myself, what are they going to say?
Right.
And then I try to pull as many of those as I can get. And so far I've had 3 that you've said, and then you're saying things like, well, Never Mind by Nirvana. I'm like, yeah, that's really, really
I just thought of
answer.
Another one. I thought of another
that's
one.
That's a really good answer. Let's go to Traffic on the Fives with Austin.
All righty, let's see here. Let's see. Well, for starters, this Traffic on the Fives update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, we do have some minor backups developing. This is going to be on Palafox Street here. If you are traveling northbound towards Tahar Drive, got some backups developing at that intersection. Then it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road. No confirmation of an accident or anything like that, but nonetheless, some pretty noteworthy backups there. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling westbound closer to the Gulf Breeze area, approaching 3 Mile Bridge. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. This is Austin Price with your Traffic on the Fives.
I looked it up real quick because I was not sure. Jane's Addiction was not actually that. It was the self-titled. The live album is what came out first for them. So that's kind of an interesting alternative. Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Well, somebody else says Out of Our Heads. I don't actually know what the debut for Rolling Stones was.
Me either.
I didn't look that up. Oh, and this is going to make... Okay, so this is a genre of music I don't get to play very often, but this is going to make some of my listeners super happy because this will be the only time they've probably ever heard this. Maybe ever on, like, a talk station, but... I mean, you have to give credit to Metallica for Seek and Destroy. I mean, that is absolutely. That is a great answer to this question. 437-1620. Okay, somebody texted in, and this would be one that I would put top 5 probably, but that's Van Halen 1 is, You can argue that's their best album.
See, that was my toss-up.
Yeah.
It was Journey or that.
Yeah, Van Halen. Journey is a great answer for that question, but absolutely, Van Halen 1 was a fantastic suggestion in the category. 4-3-7-16-20, 4-3-7-16-20. Somebody says, what's so funny about Meatloaf Bad Out of Hell? That's an awesome album. Okay, all right, I'm not going to fight with you. That's fine. I'm not here to fight. I'm just here to play good music like... Outstanding, outstanding debut album. Somebody says Stone Temple Pilots Core. I did not pull that. Let's see, 4-3-7-16-20. Okay, this is another one somebody just texted in, 4-3-7-16-20. The question is, what's the best debut album from a band? You can say your favorite if you prefer. But this is one that as soon as you think of it, you're like, oh, that absolutely has to be.
Totally.
You have to put this in your top 10, right? I mean, I don't care what Rolling Stone says. But if you're making top 10 albums, I think you also have to put, and somebody just texted this one in. Right? I mean, my God. Again, albums that sort of change music forever, whether right. it's Guns N' Roses or Led Zeppelin. I will say this. I'm going to put, somebody did not text this in, but I'm going to put a vote in for it anyway. Only because it's the weirdest answer in the category, but as soon as I play it, you're going to think to yourself, it's the best album they made because it's the only album they made. I mean, an album that changes everything, right? Sex Pistols, and I mean, that, you know, that's an album that changed everything for music, so you got to give credit to that. Switching genres a little bit. Another, you know, music-defining Run-DMC comes out with their album. So, yeah, there's just so many albums, and I almost want to... Oh, somebody says Bleach was Nirvana's debut, not Nevermind. I guess that's true. Bleach, Nevermind, and then In Utero, and then that was it. 4-3-7-16-20. Bad Out of Hell is the sixth best-selling album of all time. Okay. All right.
Bang.
I'm not here to fight.
Yeah,
everybody's
really,
got their music they love.
You've got a cult following on you now.
Apparently. I guess, like you don't want to offend the Taylor Swift fans. You don't want to offend the Meatloaf fans. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to step on anybody's ears, okay? But let me also put into this category... And every single person either did a fake drum in the air or clapped their hands.
I just nodded my head.
And there are so many songs on that album that are great. I'm gonna go a little older with you here.
Yeah.
Another excellent one. And then skipping ahead 20 years to a personal favorite that may not resonate for everybody. Nine Inch Nails debut album.
Oh.
Was... unbelievable album, and this is the only song most people know, but you know there's a lot of other fantastic music. So Pretenders obviously before that. Got a text in. This is a slightly older but certainly qualifies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, she was just
yes.
17.
I mean, if you don't put, you know, and not only the Beatles, by the way, but I think you got to put another slightly older one in there.
Well, it's one for the money. Can't
even argue with some of these entries in the category. But again, back to the 80s for just a second. I don't think you can argue with this either.
Madonna, yeah.
Great, great debut. And a contemporary. Right? I mean, there's a lot of good answers in this category. 4-3-7-16-20, best debut album. Somebody says Alice in Chains.
Okay.
Somebody says the Eagles' debut, of course. Somebody says Garth Brooks. You're allowed to be a listener. 4-3-7-16-20.
Well, that changed country music, if
absolutely.
You think about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I would say this, just maybe one or two more to share is, in terms of like high-quality debut albums.
No sleep till!
I do know the name of that one.
You know, the fact that you feel the need to say that is probably its own statement, right?
The only two I could, like, Led Zeppelin's easy to remember because it's like, it's Led Zeppelin 1 or just Led Zeppelin, I can't remember. But the only two I could think of were that Leave a Whisper and like songs about Jane's, like Maroon 5's debut album or something, which was like a hit. And you're looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Austin's still talking and he's
you do.
Oh, I do. I'm just listening. I'm just listening. I'm like,
I know.
Hey.
It's, yeah, and you he guys, really does know. the music he knows, which
yeah,
is very
you,
good.
You guys yeah. are old enough to remember all this stuff. I'm old enough to walk. We've got we're doing pretty good here. Yeah.
I'm just going to leave you with this one last one real quick, and then we'll take a break.
Hey, oh, let's go. I, oh, let's go. I, oh.
There you go. So that was our frivolous topic of the day. Best debut albums. There are obviously a lot of great answers, and I do have a general theory that the debut album is generally going to be fantastic, and then number two is like, now make another one. Oh, no. So not always the case, but it is often the case. 854 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
With the continued growing cost of medical insurance, there is one place you can always turn for affordable health care, and that is ProHealth Labs and Medical Care. With 7 locations on the Panhandle, including Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Milton, ProHealth always accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. ProHealth is self-pay, with office visits starting at $77. Employers, did you know that ProHealth is the largest occupational health and workforce solutions on the Gulf Coast? To find out more or to make an appointment, go to ProHealthFL.com.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Good morning, 8:57 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a beautiful day. Should be a fantastic practice day for the Blue Angels starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Austin has got our traffic on the fives. By the way, Austin, you've been doing great this morning, and I'm looking forward to you filling in for John for the next couple of days while he's out on his stuff, I'll just say. anyway, you've been doing a great job. It's good to have you on the show. What's the traffic look like?
All righty. Well, thank you very much, sir. Let's see. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road, we still got some pretty heavy backups in that area. Never any confirmation of an accident or anything like that from what we can see, but nonetheless something to look out for. Outside of that one little spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up, except maybe, scratch that, Gulf Breeze Parkway if you are traveling westbound towards Three Mile Bridge. But yes, outside of those two spots, doesn't appear to be much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. So I mentioned this earlier and had not had a chance to play it, but Marco Rubio made me laugh really hard when he answered a question on State of the Union this week.
Just 8 days from now, the Republican convention begins. Donald Trump is expected to announce his vice president. He's holding a rally in Florida on Tuesday. What's the latest that you have heard? Any meetings, any conversations?
Talking to Marco Rubio.
Well,
like I would tell you on television today.
Why not?
Look, I've heard nothing. I know nothing. You probably know more than I do about it. Donald Trump has a decision to make. He'll make it when he needs to make it. He'll make a good decision.
Like I would tell you on TV.
The Constitution says that presidential electors cannot vote for a president and a vice president who are both from their state. You and Donald Trump are both residents of Florida. If you're chosen to be his running mate, are you willing to move to another state or resign your Senate seat?
Well, I'm not. That's presumptuous. I don't know. I have no idea who he's going to pick. And those, like I said, we'll confront those issues when they come.
And she thought, like, this is Dana Bash, and she just thought, like, I'm going to get him in a corner and I'm going to make him admit something. Like, you haven't really thought about this?
Senator, you haven't thought this at all? You haven't at all had any discussions?
You know, one of the things that you need to learn to do as an interviewer is learn to ask questions that they're not going to make, you know, themselves or you look stupid answering. Of course he's not going to answer this question. Why do you keep asking? Do better.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.